All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Gunmala Kapoor. The headline, President Ramnath Kovind invites senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to form new government at the centre. BJD Legislature Party meets this afternoon to elect its new leader in Odisha. Naveen Patnaik all set to become Chief Minister for a record fifth term. The Sikkim Krantikari Morcha stakes claim to form new government in the state. CBI arrests six persons for allegedly manipulating online entrance examinations of BITS Pilani. And the International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup begins in Germany today. President Ramnath Kovind has invited senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to form a new government at the centre. Exercising powers under Article 75(1) of the Constitution, the President appointed Mr. Modi as Prime Minister and requested him to advise about the names of others to be appointed as members of the Union Council of Ministers. Mr. Kovind also requested Mr. Modi to indicate the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan, a press communique said. The move comes after Mr. Modi staked claim to form a new government at the centre. A letter stating that Mr. Modi has been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party, along with letters of support from NDA constituent parties, were handed over to the President. Talking to media persons at Rashtrapati Bhavan after meeting the President, Mr. Modi said the President has invited him to form the next government. Mr. Modi also assured the people of the country that the new government will leave no stone unturned in fulfilling their dreams and aspirations. He said in the coming days, the government will start working speedily and not a single second will go waste. Mr. Modi said the new mantra, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas, shows the right way of development of all areas of the country.
कोई भेदभाव नहीं होना चाहिए। इस संकल्प को और मजबूती से हम करते आए हैं और अधिक ताकत से करते रहना है और उसको प्राथमिकता देते हुए चलना है और इस छल को छेद करना है जी। इस जिम्मेवारी को भी हम निभाएंगे तभी तो देश हम पूरी तरह सबको साथ लेकर के चल सकते हैं और सबका साथ सबका विकास और अब सबका विश्वास ये हमारा मंत्र है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP-led NDA at a meeting of the newly elected MPs and senior leaders in the Central Hall of Parliament. Mr. Modi was also elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party earlier in the day. Addressing NDA leaders, Mr. Modi said, the nation rewards hard work and honesty and it is the strength of this country.
स्वाभाविक है देश एक बहुत ही बड़ा प्रचंड जनमत दिया है और इन जनमत के साथ जन आदेश के साथ जन अपेक्षाएं भी जुड़ी हुई है। हमारी सरकार नए भारत के निर्माण के लिए और विशेष करके 2022 जब आजादी के 75 साल देश मनाने जा रहा है ये अवसर अपने आप में 130 करोड़ देशवासियों का अवसर बने। आजादी के आंदोलन में जैसे हर देशवासी कोई न कोई संकल्प करता था वैसा हर देशवासी देश के लिए समाज के लिए भविष्य के लिए कुछ करने के लिए संकल्प करें।
Mr. Modi said a massive mandate increases responsibility and that the NDA is beginning a new journey. He said energy and synergy are the two main features of the NDA and all parties must walk shoulder to shoulder. Mr. Modi said, we have to win the trust of the minorities who have been neglected earlier and have only been used for vote bank politics.
जन प्रतिनिधि के लिए एक दायित्व होता है और मैंने आज संविधान को नमन करते हुए जब आपसे बात करता हूं तब जन प्रतिनिधि के लिए कोई भेद रेखा नहीं हो सकती है। जो हमारे साथ थे हम उनके लिए भी हैं, जो भविष्य में हमारे साथ चलने वाले हैं उनके लिए भी हैं। जिन्होंने आज हम पे विश्वास रखा है हम उनके लिए भी हैं और जिनका विश्वास हमें जीतना है हम उनके लिए भी हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today to seek the blessings of his mother. This will be Mr. Modi's first visit to his home state after the results of the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Mr. Modi and BJP President Amit Shah will be felicitated by the Gujarat unit of the party in Ahmedabad following the massive victory in the polls. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will garland Sardar Patel statue near the airport.
According to state BJP sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is coming to Gujarat to seek the blessings of his mother before taking the oath for second term. Prime Minister will reach Sardar Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad this evening. State BJP spokesperson Bharat Pandya said that Prime Minister Modi will first go to old BJP office at JP Chowk in Khanpur and address a public meeting. Later, he will go to state capital Gandhinagar and meet his mother Hiraba. Prime Minister would make a night out at Raj Bhavan in Gandhinagar before leaving for Delhi on Monday morning. Yogesh Pandya, Air News, Ahmedabad.
In Odisha, the Biju Janata Dal, the BJD legislature party, will meet in Bhubaneswar this afternoon to elect Naveen Patnaik as its leader. The swearing-in ceremony is likely to take place on Wednesday. More from our correspondent.
All the newly elected 12 MPs of the BJD is likely to meet the party supremo this morning at his residence in Bhubaneswar. Naveen Patnaik is all set to take oath as chief minister of the state for a record of fifth term in a row. BJD, headed by him, has won a decisive victory in the assembly polls, bagging 112 out of 146 assembly seats. The 15th Odisha Legislative Assembly, which was formed on 12th June 2014, will complete its term on 11th June 2019. SN Patnaik, AIR News, Sambalpur.
The Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, delegation led by its president, Prem Singh Gole, called on Governor Ganga Prasad and staked claim to form a new government in the state. The SKM, which was founded in 2013, won a slender majority in the 32-member Legislative Assembly by bagging 17 seats against the 15 won by the Sikkim Democratic Front, the SDF. Though Mr. Gole did not contest the polls, the party rank and file want him to become the next chief minister, sources said. The governor is learned to be consulting legal experts about the implications of inviting Mr. Gole to take oath as chief minister, given that he was convicted to a year's imprisonment in a corruption case and had served a prison term. He was also disqualified as MLA in 2017. The SKM has unseated the SDF government led by five-time Chief Minister Pawan Kumar Chamling. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The CBI has arrested six persons, including the managing director of a Delhi-based education consultancy firm, for allegedly manipulating an online entrance examination of BITS Pilani. It is alleged that Bhaskar Chaudhary, MD of Pathway Education Service, in connivance with others, was demanding around 10 lakh rupees from parents of a candidate for helping in the entrance examination through unfair means. The exam was held between May 17 to 22nd. CBI spokesperson said the searches were conducted at Delhi, Ahmedabad, Vadodara and Mumbai, which led to recovery of several incriminating documents, including digital evidences and cash of over 33 lakh rupees. Jet Airways founder Naresh Goyal and his wife Anita Goyal were stopped from leaving the country yesterday by the immigration authorities at Mumbai airport just minutes before their aircraft was about to take off for London via Dubai. An airport official said the couple was on board an Emirates Airways flight and that the aircraft was called back to the parking bay at the time of taxiing. According to a Home Ministry official, there is a lookout circular against Goyal to prevent his foreign travel. Jet Airways stopped all operations last month due to financial distress. Naresh and Anita Goyal had also resigned from the board of Jet Airways in March this year. The cash-strapped Jet Airways is being probed by multiple agencies for alleged irregularities. In Tripura, at least 739 people were rendered homeless across the state and were forced to take shelter in relief camps due to heavy rain and thunderstorms since Friday. However, there is no report of any casualty. Head of the State Disaster Management Authority, Sarat Das, said that North Tripura, Unnakoti, Dhalai districts have been affected. A total of 1,039 houses were damaged due to the heavy rainfall. 40 rescue boats were pressed into service by the State Revenue Department to evacuate people from the affected areas. The National Disaster Response Force and Tripura State Rifles have also joined the rescue operations. The Met Department has predicted more rain and thundershowers with gusty winds in the state today. In Telangana, several places continue to sizzle in the heat wave, with Ramagundam recording the highest maximum temperature of 45.2 degrees Celsius yesterday. The Met Department said Khammam recorded 45 degrees, Nizamabad 44.5 degrees and Bhadrachalam 44.2 degrees Celsius. The IMD said that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail at isolated pockets in Telangana today and tomorrow. The state government has extended the summer holidays of schools up to June the 11th in view of the heat wave conditions. In Nigeria, at least 25 soldiers and a number of civilians were killed in an ambush by Boko Haram militants in the northeastern part of the country yesterday. Militants opened fire as the soldiers were escorting a group of evacuees from a village in Borno State, where the Boko Haram and other militants have been fighting for a decade. The International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF World Cup, will begin today at Munich in Germany. Indian shooters Apurvi Chandela, Anjum Modgil and Ilavanil Varariven will be vying for top honours at the event. The opening day of the competition will see the women's 10-metre air rifle final. A total of 919 athletes from 98 countries will be competing for the 17 Tokyo Olympics quota places available besides the coveted ISSF World Cup medal. India has entered a 35-member squad, 23 of them competing for medals in the 10 events lined up over the next 5 days. India already has 5 quota places in rifle and pistol competitions, and it can pick up a maximum of 12 further quota places from Munich. The men's compound team of Rajat Chauhan, Abhishek Verma and Aman Saini earned India a solitary bronze medal in the Archery World Cup Stage 3 at Antalya in Turkey yesterday. The women's compound team of Jyoti Surekha Venam, Muskan Kirar and Swati Dudwal lost to Great Britain's Lila Anderson, Ella Gibson and Lucy Mason by 2 points in the contention for a gold medal. Indian archers have failed to make it count in the recurve section, finishing without a medal. The third stage of the World Cup is the last meet before the World Championship in the Netherlands. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Lalima Aneja Dang.
Thank you, Gunmala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech in Parliament's Central Hall at the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting is extensively covered by newspapers. Modi sends out message of unity in 75-minute address, writes the Hindustan Times. The Sunday Express headline quotes Mr. Modi's speech, "Puncture mist of fear among minorities, those who opposed are also ours." The new motto being, "Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas." The Express also reports, Rahul wants to step down, Congress Working Committee says no. Drawing from history, he told the CWC that in the past, the party has been led by a non-Gandhi. Not a single case of VVPAT mismatch, the Sunday Tribune reports that all 20,625 electronic voting machines in 4,129 assembly constituencies have been matched and no discrepancies found, according to a senior election commission official. Surat toll hits 22, coaching centre head and two others booked, headlines the Hindustan Times. The police yesterday arrested the owner of the coaching centre. And finally, the Times of India tells us of the costliest medicine in the world. The US Food and Drug Administration has approved a gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy, a rare disease. The price? $2.1 million for a one-time permanent treatment. And with that, it's back to you, Gunmala.
Thank you, Lalima. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Ramnath Kovind invites senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to form new government at the centre. BJD Legislature Party meets this afternoon to elect its new leader in Odisha. Naveen Patnaik all set to become chief minister for a record fifth term. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha stakes claim to form a new government in the state. The CBI arrests 6 persons for allegedly manipulating online entrance examination of Bits Pilani. And the International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup begins in Germany today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And with that we end the morning news. Have a nice day.